This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Dr. Sidney Spiesel on why you really should wash your hands.
But first, the organization behind the Oscar Awards is called the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. But we don't often hear much about the sciences part. Well, one night a year, the showbiz spotlight shifts from the stars to the engineers who design movie-making technologies. Day-to-Day tech contributor Shani Jardin attended the Scientific and Technical Awards this weekend, and she has this report.
The biggest night in Hollywood for tech heads is the Scientific and Technical Academy Awards, a couple of weeks ahead of the glitzy, glamorous Academy Awards. This year, they took place at the Beverly Hilton International Ballroom. The red carpet was shorter, half-dressed starlets were few, and the pre-ceremony's ventriloquist act made Oscars entertainment look, well, entertaining. But actress and host Rachel McAdams insisted that the movie business owed a great debt to technology.
We wouldn't be here without it. It's just incredible to know what's happening behind the scenes. It's really exciting.
McAdams understands that firsthand. She starred in last year's thriller, Red Eye.
Listen, pull the fire alarm.
Lisa, what the hell are you...
Evacuate the hotel, get everyone out. You've got to go up there now and physically tell them. Tell them that Keith is a target. Cynthia, Keith is a target!
One of Red Eye's stuntmen, Scott Leva, was honored at the awards. He even appeared on stage with Ms. McAdams. She wore a glittering floor-length designer gown, and Leva was a little less fashion-conscious.
Who are you wearing tonight?
Actually, that's a good question. Where the heck is the name on this? Because it's not an Armani, it's an Italian suit, and I can't give you the name of it.
The names that matter here are those of inventions and inventors. The awards handed out are for devices, formulas, and discoveries that have changed the way movies are made, and not just in this year. Some awards honor development from years past, others are for lifetime achievement. It's kind of a movie engineering hall of fame. Leva was recognized for inventing a better airbag for stunt falls, and he's taken lots of those himself.
I used to be my own test dummy, and then I found other stunt guys, and I said, hey, come on, guys, and jump.
And how did you manage to convince other people to try this technology?
You get a stunt guy to do anything. You say you want to set yourself on fire, okay, so they'll do anything.
Airbags have been in use for movie stunts since the 1970s, and Leva had been tinkering with new designs for years. But his work took on new meaning when a stuntman friend died because his airbag failed to protect him. Leva knows inventions like his precision stunt airbag may be invisible to audiences, but that doesn't diminish the impact of science in movie making.
If I'm going to do a car flip and I've got cameras, I calculate speed, distance, trajectory, impact. There's a science to that, and I do think a lot of people overlook that to where they'll see a movie, oh my God, that was cool, oh, I was, whoa, dude, do it again, but they don't realize the actual handiwork that goes behind it.
Not all the tech in movies is about whiz-bang special effects. Years ago, when Sylvester Stallone climbed into the ring in Rocky, some of the signature shots in that film owed their look to the Steadicam, whose inventor Garrett Brown was honored. Rocky was one of the first movies to use that camera stabilizing gear in 1976. A few years later, Brown used the world's first portable computer called the Osborne to control some of his inventions.
Osborne was a giant box that had all the smarts of a modern Palm Pilot. I think your electric toothbrush has more computing power than the Osborne had then. It was prehistoric.
Today, computers are smaller and faster, and what inventors can design with them is more spectacular. But even now, does tech get any respect in Hollywood?
I think technology in Hollywood gets respect from those who use it.
David Grober received a tech award this year for a camera device called Perfect Horizon. It makes it possible to film steadier footage on a bumpy, fast-moving boat or car, like this famous scene in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, where Harry takes a wild ride on a bus.
But the muggles, can't they see us?
Muggles? They don't see nothing, do they?
No, but if you jab them with a fork, they feel.
Whoa. Early, little old lady at 12 o'clock.
You used to be able to say, well, that's a great special effect, but you could tell it was a special effect.
Grober says the fact that tech work is often overlooked in movies is proof that it's getting better. This ceremony may not be the Hollywood tech community's last moment of glory, however. Excerpts from the Tech Awards will be dropped into the Oscars broadcast on March 5th. For NPR News in Los Angeles, I'm Shani Jardin.